From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Islamic State militants launched an assault on the northern oil city of Kirkuk on Friday, drawing troops and resources away from the battle toward Mosul as Iraqi and Kurdish Peshmerga forces continue to move in and on the country's second largest city. Six Iraqi police and 12 Islamic State fighters were killed during a similar attack on a police compound in Kirkuk earlier in the day. U.S. military officials said Friday the ISIS assault on Kirkuk was intended to force Iraqi and Kurdish leaders to divert their forces and their focus from the ongoing operations to retake Mosul. The U.S. government is investigating a cyber attack which spread across the country and to parts of Western Europe, causing an internet outage which affected several popular websites, including the social network Twitter. White House spokesman Josh Earnest.
The Department of Homeland Security, that is the U.S. government agency that is responsible for monitoring our security in cyberspace and coordinating with the public and private sector to protect U.S. interests in cyberspace, is monitoring this situation, and they'll take a close look at it. But at this point, I don't have any information to share about who may be responsible for that malicious activity.
Internet users affected by the outage experience sluggish surfing. The UN Human Rights Council has agreed to launch a comprehensive independent investigation into alleged violations and abuse of international human rights law in the besieged Syrian city of Aleppo after a day-long emergency session called to discuss the deteriorating human rights situation in eastern Aleppo. The 47-member body approved the resolution by a vote of 24 in favor, 7 against, and 16.